Continuing with the topic of tarbiyat awlad, upbringing of children, let us start right at the beginning. The first importance of a child is when you select a spouse, and Islam has emphasized the need to choose wisely the future parents of a child, and the attention is probably drawn very clearly in Surah An-Nur. If we look at Ayah 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Prophet Nuh when he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقَالَ نُوهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارَ إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُذِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. And Nuh said, My Rabb, do not leave upon the land any dweller from those who cover up the truth. For if you leave them, they will lead astray those connected to you, and they will not give birth to anyone except those who are immoral and ungrateful. It's actually an indication of how important the selection of a spouse is. And science has proved today that the genes contained in the cells of human beings play an important role in determining the physical and mental attributes of a child. We can see how genetic engineering is developed day by day. And the discovery of genes and its role in the life of the child is probably it's probably better understood. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are better understood. In the ahadith, the word irq was used very often. Now today, in the light of genealogy, we can understand what they were actually referring to. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Watch where you plant your seed, for the irq can be dirty." When I say dirty, let's not take the literal English word. It means the morals of the parents are transferred to the children. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, good manners are a testimony to honorable irq. So it also explains that morals and manners are transferred from parents to children. I was reading an article from one of the newspapers, I think it's Friday, May the 2nd, 1997, was quoted in the Daily Mail. It's talking about brains and how it says you inherit them from your mom. It says scientists believe brainy children owe their intelligence to their moms. And it reminds me of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, if you want to see the success or the failure of a child, first look in the womb of their mothers. You know, each child inherits two sets of genes, one from each parent. And most of the time, those behave in the same way, whichever side they came from. But a few, known as imprinted genes, work only if they come from a mom, while others are activated only if they're paternal. Now, two researchers, Eric Caverne and Azim Surani, injected extra doses of male and female imprinted genes into mice embryos, and they were amazed by the results. Those with added female genes grew bigger brains and smaller bodies, and embryos with more male genes had huge bodies but tiny brains. Now, this was in the New Scientist magazine of that particular week, May in 1997. And in the mice given extra female genes, the maternal DNA was clustered in the cortex, which is the thinking part of the brain, which governs intelligence, language, and planning. While in the mice with more male genes, the paternal DNA accumulated in the emotional part of the brain, such as the hypothalamus, which controls aggression and intimacy. So their investigations suggested that the genetic code from moms is strongly linked to intelligence, and that from dads it's linked to personality. If we look at one of the probably famous geniuses, the physics and maths genius, Albert Einstein, we find that his mom, Pauline Koch, was the backbone of the family. She had an alert and questioning mind. The father was a failure as a businessman, and Einstein leaves school at 15 with no diploma. But in 1905, at the age of 26, he publishes his special theory of relativity, and in 1922, he is awarded the Nobel Prize for Science. If we look at our hadith, we see an incident in Muhammad ibn Hanafiya ibn Ali alayhi salam. He was appointed the standard bearer by his father in the Battle of Jamal. And his dad, Imam Ali alayhi salam, commanded him to launch an attack. But the sight of the enemy facing them and the arrows coming to him made him hesitate, and he fled back to the camps. And after several attempts, he didn't show signs of bravely attacking the enemies, although Imam had instructed him in the same way as he had instructed his other sons. And Imam told him that, look, there is an irq from your mom. That means a gene from your mom where you feel this fear when faced with a battle, while the sons of Fatimah Zahra alayhi salam just stood there and fought bravely. When Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to marry someone after Sayyida Fatimah Zahra alayhi salam, remember we talked about it, he asks his brother, who's good at genealogy, to find a family that displays bravery, that displays courage, and that he wanted a daughter from there and who were righteous in their morality. Very many times our children object when we question the spouses that they have chosen to be able to lead their lives with. And when we ask about the parents, the normal answer we get is, we do not want to live with the parents, it's the son or the daughter that we're interested in. Yes, human beings do change, they are different, but at the end of the day, those genes are important. I keep on telling young ladies that the very mother-in-law that you don't like will appear in your house as a beautiful baby, and she will look at you with the same eyes, and you will have no choice but to love her. So you may as well find out about your mother-in-law well before she appears in your house as a miniature. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at the different aspects of spouse selection and what we should be looking at, and then we will move up from there. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. O my Rabb, make me one of those who establish Salah, and from my children too. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. O our Rabb, accept our du'a.